Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check, mic check.
All right, let's fucking do this.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm rolling.
I'm rocking and rolling.
Rocking in the free world.
What's up, Ryan?
What's up, boys?
What the fuck is up? What the fuck is good?
What the fuck is up?
I mean, what the fuck happened? I mean, what's going on?
Dude.
In society?
Are you talking in general or?
Nah, I'm just saying stuff.
Don't even get me started.
Dude, I've been looking at some of the shit and I've been going, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crazy. Get me started. I'm like an old car. You're going to have to get me started.
You got to
crank
start?
Seriously, I'm looking around and I'm going, I mean, I don't even know anymore.
I don't know if I ever knew to begin with.
I mean, does that resonate with you guys? Is that relatable?
I think, yeah. I think you'd have to be living under a rock for that not to resonate.
You'd have to be living,
you.
If you're not going, what? I mean, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd have to be living under a rock.
You'd have to be living in a rock.
Which none of you guys are
inside
living
of
under a rock, right?
The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
Dude, his wife, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's wife kind of lives under a rock. If she sleeps next to him.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
What about that? Call in if you found that funny.
If you just found that to be true.
if you found that to be true, funny, or funny and true.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you write in?
Do not write in.
Call in
if you thought it sucked or was bad and made you especially do not write in. Uh-huh. If it made you think of something that only vaguely even has to do with The Rock and is only like a social talking point for you know? Mm-hmm. Definitely don't do that.
We're going to have on our Patreon website, we're going to have a question that says, was that riff A, funny, B, true, C, funny and true, D, sucked ass,
D, none of the above.
And
D,
if you
none
answer-
of the above, and don't. And don't fuck up. Don't me on this.
And don't pick
don't
D.
Fuck my ass on this shit.
Here's the thing. If you answer correctly,
God, I'm getting pissed.
If you answer correctly, you go on our Patreon and you answer that correctly, you just might win $1 million.
You just might win $1 million. And that's what people aren't talking about the Patreon is that one
there's
person...
a chance. There's a chance. There's it's a not, chance. It's not, listen, it's not 100% chance.
You're playing
it's not
the
zero.
Lottery. You're playing the lottery by joining our Patreon.
That you will win $1 million.
There
but
is...
let me tell you, the house always wins.
Yeah.
Or does it?
Yeah.
Until it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Until it doesn't. But yes, one Patreon subscriber will be winning a lot of... They will get all the money.
You know, they say the house always wins. I'll tell you what, the guy who has a fucking apartment doesn't. I'll tell you that as someone who lives in an apartment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the show House, the doctor, he won a lot.
Yeah. House MD. Magic Dick.
Dude, it's all like the security people at a casino and like the pit bosses and stuff just like be watching House MD walk up to the Tropicana floor just being like, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
He's going to take us for all we're worth.
Yeah, they're like, so who do you think's going to win here? I mean, we're the house, but so he's the house too, dude. So then, no, they say the house always wins, but there's two houses in the house. I mean, it's got to be at least a 50-50 chance that he takes us forever to take what was.
What about your doctor not knowing what's wrong with you, so he watches like an episode of House? He steps out of the room, he goes and he just brushes up on some House.
Yeah.
And then he just comes back and he's just like, listen, you might have cigarettes inside of your asshole.
He's got a cane.
Yeah. What about
my doctor thinks he's House. And he thinks I literally just have a strep throat, but he thinks something else is crazy wrong with me.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, he comes in and starts talking about stuff you didn't even mention, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you know, I got like a weird dick. got a weird fucked up dick. And you're like, what?
And you're ugly too.
I think you got some cigarettes in your ass, maybe. I just watched the Sci-Fi Channel.
He's like, you actually have, I'm like, no, I just have strep throat. And he's like, no, you have a conjoint twin inside of your stomach. and you need to birth it out of your pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, please, Dr. House, no, just give me antibiotics.
Yeah. What about a spinoff?
Dr. House, no, just give me a vaccine.
Yeah.
He's like, no.
Spinoff of House called
apartment.
No, studio apartment in Chinatown, and he sucks at everything. Studio apartment in Chinatown. You said that this would be. You said it was this. You said he had three legs. He's got cancer, doctor.
Doctor studio apartment.
They always die. It's always just the person dying.
Yeah,
Ryan, that might work for you on stage. That's like a.
Paging doctor studio apartment. And then it cuts to the patient. They're like, mm-hmm.
That's like your My Little Pony joke. Y'all know the show House?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I kind of like the sequel, though. It's called Studio Apartment.
Yeah.
This is a doctor, call setup.
This guy
it's
sucks.
It's got to be Doctor
Studio Apartment.
Here's MD. The difference, though. This guy, he sucks at his fucking job. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Doing a Ryan Call joke is just... writing this dumbest thing.
It's taking a phrase and then reverse engineering it into the stupidest thing you've ever heard.
Yeah, and then he's got giant tits.
Yeah.
And then
a
guy's got it's picking a thing, reversing it, flipping that thing, put it back in reverse
and
it, Missy Elliott
style. Then slap some tits on it.
And then you go.
After the punchline, you go, I don't fucking know. I don't know. Maybe that's just, you know, that's what I like to think about.
So. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Incredible. How's the week been, fellas?
Week's good.
It's been nice.
My grandpa and my dad are visiting New York right now.
Oh, wow.
New York.
Oh, I feel like shit, dude. And Danny's here too. So we've just been like drinking. Oh, I feel bad.
You're so Irish, dude.
What's the grandpa in New York
experience? They're the Polish side. But what'd you say, Grant?
What's the grandpa in New York experience like?
Dude, all right. I got a little... I got a little tip for the listeners. If you're single and if you're looking to talk to some pretty ladies, bring your fucking old-ass 90-year-old grandpa to the bar. You bring your old ass 90-year-old. First off, my grandpa he's got like old guy swag. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I notice he dresses like every guy in Bushwick, he's just been dressing that way since the 40s. You know?
Yeah, you can see the wallet chain hanging out of the wheelchair.
It's gone. I mean, his fit has gone in and out of style like three times since he started wearing it.
So many times that it's bad.
What if he's wearing JNCOs and he's got a wallet chain and he's got spiked tips?
He's doing like 2002 Zoomies.
But he was wearing that in the 40s.
Yeah. Dude, if they saw a guy wearing that in the 40s, they would hang him for being a witch. they would just fucking execute.
Yeah.
If you showed up as a guy in the 40s and spiked your hair pink.
Yeah.
We have to kill this man.
What would happen if a pilgrim saw the insane clown posse?
Dude,
they would think it was a ghost. They would be really scared.
Dude, we were we went to this honky tonk bar, you know, and it's great. Grant, if you visit New York again, you're gonna love this shit. Every
Is
Friday
that the
nights
divorce horses and divorces?
No, it's near there in the same area in Williamsburg, Skinny Dennis. They do it's like $5 cover.
The bar names.
Skinny, dude, it's so sick, dude. It's like a $5 cover, and it's this band that's just been playing Friday nights honky tonk for like 10 years, and they're just like so in tune. They're just so locked in. It's like six. I mean, you got like a guy on slide, you got like a girl on the keys, you got female, male harmonizing vocals, drummer, two guitars. So it's like a solid band. They just shove in the corner. And then just rock. And I was like, all right, I'm bringing my grandpa and my dad. My dad's girlfriend's also visiting too.
Yeah, your grandpa's like sort of letting women up there harmonizing with men now.
Dude, also, my grandpa. So my grandma died over the summer, you know, and she was not doing well for a while. So it was kind of one of those. It was very sad, but it was very like she's not in pain anymore sort of situations, you know?
Yeah, it's times like that that make you regret poisoning your grandmother.
I went to the store. 1 gram of poison, please.
You want the just grandma poison? Because we got the horse slash grandma poison, but we're all out of just the grandma poison.
That was the joke I was doing over the summer, which I was like, oh, I got to go back to Minneapolis. My grandma died, or I got to go back to Midwest. My grandma died, and people are like, oh, how'd she die? And I'm like, killed, assassinated. They took her out. Mm-hmm. The CIA. I think it was the CIA.
She was getting too close to the truth.
Dude, my grandpa's already got a girlfriend, though.
What?
Damn. Dude, she's 19 years old. Dude,
all the bear boys, we all got little girlfriends now. And he's dating a girl, and he's 90, and she's 85. And we're like, whoa, grandpa, you can't just be bringing a teenager around like that. That's messed up.
Are you considered a cradle robber or a grave robber at that point?
I don't know, man, but I've been doing age gap discourse right in my grandpa's ear. And I go, you're problematic and toxic for dating an 85-year-old little girl.
Yeah. Luckily, you've been doing it into his bad ear, so he's not hearing any of it.
Grandpa, when you were 30 years old, she was 25.
Yeah,
that is
and I was like, dude,
up.
You're a sick fuck. You're an absolute perv. Dude, I bring my grandpa to his honky-tonk bar. You bring your grandpa to the bar, girls will notice. Because every guy is like trying to like chat girls up, and I'm just like, I'm helping my grandpa get to the bathroom, and I'm like, ah, you know, don't mind me. I'm just a guy who loves his family. I just care about.
I'm just trying to make sure he doesn't fall down. That's a problem at this age. If you fall down, you know how like if we fall down, it's not a big problem. But if he does, you know.
These girls recognized me because they saw me at a show one time. And then they were like, oh, my God, is this your grandpa? And I'm like, yeah, you know, this is my grandpa. And then he's like, I'm buying shots and we're doing shots. And I'm like, dude, bringing your grandpa to the bar, it's like bringing a cute dog, you know. Girls are just like, oh, my God, look at your grandpa. And I'm like, we're just kind of here with the family tonight. Don't worry about us.
Just getting shots, just getting shithoused.
Dude, and then he's like, and then my grandpa's like, oh, it's your birthday. Oh, you're beautiful. And I'm like. Dude, Grandpa John, you're a dog, dude. He danced with like a 24-year-old girl, and I was like, you're a fucking absolute dog.
That's pretty cool, man. My grandpa would have never done shit like that. Never. Maybe like when he got out of Korea.
Yeah, you just got to have a true alcoholic grandfather.
Well, that one died before I was born. So,
dude, I saw him drink like 6 beers the other night. I was like, this dude's gonna, he's gonna keel over. I hope he fucking makes this New York trip.
How much can an old man drink?
I don't know, but he's
and gonna still be okay. Because that is genuinely, you ever think about that? Just like, what age does it happen where all of a sudden you fall down and that's like,
oh, yeah,
that can kill you, you know?
That can happen at like any age. So
yeah,
not so now though, dude. I bet you if I fell over right now, I'd get right back up and go. I don't give a fuck.
You would do. I'd get knocked down, but I'd get up again.
Yeah, I get back up again.
I get back up again. Ain't nothing gonna keep me down.
Yep,
that's what you say.
I'm sorry.
That's what I. Yeah.
And, but then when you hit a certain age where you go, I get knocked down, and I'm for sure down. I need to call life alert. Help me out. Yeah. You know the song would go something.
What if that song was written by old men?
Now write in on the quiz. You can take the Patreon quiz. Was that riff A, funny, B, true, funny, C, funny and true, D, suck complete ass, don't pick D.
Mm-hmm. Can we insert who wants to be a millionaire, the final like music here, you know?
We definitely could. We definitely could.
Boom boom. Yeah. Yeah. Will Grant? Absolutely not.
We have those capabilities. We have the technology.
We have the tools, but we don't feel like it.
Well, I think everybody can imagine it pretty good.
Yeah. Use your
imagination. Yeah, but you know, sometimes things are funny if you can actually, you know. See it?
No.
It's like okay.
If you could see that audio effect, it would be really tight.
Here's my argument against this. Let me tell you about. Yeah, of course. I'd love to. Yeah.
I would like to hear your argument about this.
All right, Grant. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
All right.
Stupid. I want to say no, but I must say yes.
Let me tell you about Jurassic Park.
Podcasting with my friend.
I'm going to tell you about Jurassic Park, okay?
What's this coming from? What's this?
Okay, so these kids, they go there, There's a fucking T-Rex, there's Velociraptors, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, you watch the movie Jurassic Park. That's a more enjoyable experience than what I just did.
Mm-hmm. Now, but let me have, let me say something to you that you can imagine, and I'm not going to create the movie. Yeah, Jurassic Skate Park.
Okay.
Mm. Are you having a fun time?
Yeah, but here's the thing. If there was a movie called Jurassic Skate Park and it was real, I would rather...
Tony Hawk's Jurassic Skate Park. Yes,
I would rather watch that than even hear us riff on it. I think that would be better than even us riffing. Even
I don't even want to riff on it. I just want to let the idea exist.
Sure.
You know? Let's think about it. Tony Hawk's Jurassic Skate Park 3.
I'm thinking it's like... Is it like
no? Don't riff on it. Do not riff on it.
All right,
let it be its own thing. This is a practice in Buddhism. Mm. I think this seems like a thing.
Buddhism.
What the fuck?
Buddhism. That's a guy. That's my impression of a guy who hates Buddhism.
But everybody thinks he loves it.
No. I was like the most frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just been basically drinking since Thursday. I just feel like fucking crap, bro. I'm taking it easy tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That stuff's bad.
It does. It certainly takes it out of you.
Dude, I'm getting old, man. Can't do it.
I went to a birthday party last night, and I haven't really.
What child's birthday were you performing at, Grant?
Yeah, you fucking clown.
Yeah, you fucking,
fucking
idiot.
Clown.
No, actually, as a friend of mine, he turned 40, which is like, damn, 40.
That's old for a child. That's old for a clown. to hire a clown.
No, but I haven't really been drinking, and I had three drinks throughout the night, like when we were at this party for like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of strange to just go out and just have a like entirely appropriate amount of drinks or just
be like an adult, a responsible adult.
I might be the first time I've like ever done that. It's either like I'm straight up not drinking and abstaining or like having 8 beers.
Dude,
like,
me, Danny, Margie, and a couple of our boys, we just killed a bottle of tequila. Just to the face.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You can get a roll.
And
get
we
on
danced, and
it.
we played, we had a party at my friend's apartment, and we just played Drake for 3 hours. Last night might have been the best night of my life.
I'm going to be honest with you, that sounds fucking horrible.
All that
sounds horrible. A bottle of tequila and just listening to Drake and dancing with the boys. Oh.
Well, girl, yeah, we had girlfriends around.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to be honest, man. It might have been the best night of my entire life.
I kind of thought Drake was, like, not cool right now.
No, he'll never go away.
He's as cool as he's ever been.
He's so cool, dude. He's like,
what's going on with Drake? Why do I think that?
So Kendrick, think, wait, you're talking about the Kendrick J. Cole.
Oh, yeah.
Drake just came out with a diss track that got leaked, which is pretty good. Check it out. I'm plugging Drake. Kendrick had a little bit of a diss track, and then J. Cole apologized to Kendrick. So I think that's kind of what's going on. And people are like, I think people are like, J. Cole's bitch made. And now Rick Ross just was talking shit on Drake on his Instagram story.
Oh, my
God. So that's what's going on, you guys. God. And Rick Ross was calling him a white boy
on his Instagram story. Doesn't it seem so stressful to be any one of these guys in this situation, you know?
I don't know. I feel like it's like theater for them. They're just kind of like...
It's like pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still seems like it would be stressful, you know, because you're like, what if, does Drake really not like me, dude?
But do you think...
Like, I know, like, we agreed to insult each other, but, like, he's, like, been kind of mean to me, you know, like a little extra mean, maybe.
Yeah, I would get my feelings hurt.
Yeah.
For sure. If Drake was being mean to you...
If someone on their Instagram story, I just woke up and they're like, this guy sucks, I'd be like, what the...
Yeah, and then it's
I'd be
drained.
In my bed looking at my phone like, the fuck, dude, I thought we were fucking cool.
I don't even know who the fuck this guy is.
Everyone's gonna see this.
What the fuck? I barely.
Also, why wouldn't
I do only that one time?
Why wouldn't you just message me, dude? Why are you posting this for everybody to see? I mean, yeah, I'll share it to my story because you fucking tagged me, but this is mean.
Okay, Ryan, give me a beat. I'm gonna do a freestyle really quick. If I was one of those rappers.
I'm not really. I think
Grant, you give me a beat. Grant, beatbox. Why'd you say all that stuff? What the? Why are you saying all that mean stuff about?
This sounds like a Hobo Johnson song, dude. This sounds fucking horrible. Sounds like the worst shit I've ever. All right,
there's Hobo Johnson. What about housed? Mm-hmm. Housed Johnson.
Housed Jimson.
Housed. He's housed. He has an apartment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's just really. He's like a classical pianist.
Yeah, he's like, I still want to fuck you, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, that's. I mean, Drake. I mean, he's the best. He makes incredible music, but yeah, they're beefing. It looks like.
I don't know. Damn. I don't think I'm as much of a Drake head as you are, man.
Dude, I just think he's so funny. Like. He's like 42 years old, and he's like, I got 7 girlfriends, and it's like...
Tommy's in love with Drake.
Dude, I do. I think me and Drake would get along if I could hang out with him.
Really? Really?
I think if Drake came over to the apartment, I think he would really vibe with me and Clay.
Okay. I think Drake would just be mean to us, dude. I think we're all too poor.
I think Drake would vibe with me and my roommates.
I don't think so, man. I think Drake is one of those guys that if you don't make, like, I don't know, $100 million a year, he's an
asshole.
Drake
would love my 7 roommates, dude. He would think we're goofy.
Maybe, yeah.
He would say these white boys have motion and a little bit of sauce.
Mm-hmm. And then he would, like, do a Caribbean accent, and you're like, where is that coming from?
Dude, Drake, one time, because he's been doing patois in his shows, and... he like did a disclaimer. He's like, I know I'm not Jamaican. I'm not from the islands, but I'm doing patois tonight. Just let me do it. Like, stop fucking saying stop doing it. I'm doing it. He's like, I do this.
He's taking the Chet Hanks route.
Mm-hmm. He's just going like, hey, I like it.
Yeah.
I like doing the voice. Let me do the voice.
Dude, imagine a guy doing that with like a Chinese accent. He's like, I'm not Chinese.
I'm not Chinese.
I like doing the accent. I think it's funny. Trump. He's I think it's funny.
If Trump did that.
I think it rules.
That's maybe the
automatic W.
Maybe the only person who could get away with just going on stage and going, I think it's a funny accent. I'm not Chinese. I want to do it.
You see the video of Trump going into the fast food restaurant?
Mm-mm.
I saw the picture. Yeah.
Dude, he's like campaigning, and he goes to some like fast food burger joint, you know, and he's like, and it's just like a bunch of like young women behind the counter working. And he's just like, how we doing, folks? We all making a lot of money this evening? And then they're all like, yes. And he's like, great. We're all going to be rich. We're all going to be millionaires. That's what I like to see. And he goes, I'll have 55 milkshakes. And like,
no way. Is
yeah,
this real?
Dude, it's like insane. He's like, do a 55. He's like doing the Tim Robinson. He's like literally like 55 milkshakes, 55 burgers, 55 fries. It's good to see everybody.
Damn.
How's your guys' week going?
It's going good. I had a pretty chill week. I just saw Civil War, that new movie.
I want to see that. I saw Late Night with the Devil instead.
Did you like that?
It was, yeah, I liked it. It was good.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of any of these movies.
They're both supposed to be really good. How was Civil War?
It was all right. It was, it's like, I don't know. It was
too much war, not enough civil.
Yeah.
That's what I always said about
it. Too many people calling each other names.
Yeah, they should call that the Rude War, because not...
Rude Boy.
Rude War.
Rude Boy War. Bad Ting Rude Boy War.
The Bad Ting Rude Boy War.
Bad Ting Rude Boy War. Listen, mm-hmm. I'm Drake, disclaimer. Yes. I like doing the voice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And just keep in mind, if you join the Patreon, you can vote on all these bits.
Rude Boy War. We have a lot of bad tings.
Dude, should we do a thing where Patreon listeners can like cancel bits? Like, yeah, I don't want to ever.
Yeah, okay.
Shit again.
Let's do a $10 tier where they can just like you can't bring that up again.
Yeah, I don't want to hear this guy talk about this again.
I've been doing Duolingo patois lessons.
Damn, really?
Yeah, I'm trying to learn a ting or two.
3 day streak, man.
Mm-hmm. Doing Duolingo patois, trying to learn a ting or two.
What tree?
The monkey emoji.
Wagwan.
Anyways, wagwan. Merry Christmas.
I love an iguana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The movie was fine. Some of the dialogue was very tough. Not good. Kind of unforgivably bad.
Is it not in English? I know how you get when you hear people speaking not English. Okay. Grant, by the way, habitual. If he hears someone speaking a language other than English, he's got to say something. Yeah. He's got to say something to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he speaks a lot of languages, too, so he can speak it in their language.
And he says in their language, he goes, speak English.
Yes.
Love it. Love it or leave it. I learned how to say that in like 16 different languages.
Yeah. Just the ones that I need,
mm-hmm.
with where I live.
Just the ones I've encountered.
I have heard of the Civil War movie. Don't they like not speak in the vernacular of the age of the time? Like
no, this is like present day Civil War. Like of a present day Civil War.
Yeah, it's probably it doesn't really specify, but it says it's like I don't know. It's probably
the movie's about now.
Yeah, like maybe 20 years in the future or something. But it's the same as now.
It's about now.
Yeah.
It's about, it's giving now.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving now, it's serving, it's slaying now.
Deadass. Yeah, it was fine, but like it looked cool, there was good action, but there was some like very questionable like soundtrack choices and a couple lines of dialogue that it's just like, what the fuck? Like, basically one character turns to the other at a certain point and just goes, "So now's a good time for you to tell me your whole story." And it's just like, oh, that's a tough line. That's a tough line to hear in a movie. It's just like, yeah, we're going to do exposition now. So there were a couple moments like that.
Here's the problem.
I think love movies when a new character gets introduced and they're like, Dave, my brother of this many years, mm-hmm. we went on that trip together one time.
And who could forget the time that you were drunk driving and killed a child?
But please, let's not talk about that now. Sit down, have a drink.
Yes. We're just setting things up for later in the movie when mm-hmm. that becomes
a deep trauma.
Yes,
when
you killed
relevant.
A child. I'm gonna push back on this. I wish I didn't know so much about film. And I wish everybody didn't know so much about film because it does take your enjoyment out of it.
For sure.
Because I think when I was stupid and I didn't know that stuff, if some character says something like that in a movie, I'm like, yeah, it is about time this guy tells this whole story. It is about time.
You're totally right, man. I mean,
become too educated as a society on too many things.
And I can
women's
feel...
bodies, films, things.
Et cetera.
Yes. And others.
You know that Nate Bargatze joke where he's like, I'm so dumb. He's like, when I'm watching a movie that's about like a historical period piece, he's like, I'm always surprised by the ending.
Funny.
He's like, no way they lost the war. And it's like, how do you not know that? Because I was watching like the Napoleon movie, and that's how I felt. I was like, Napoleon went to Egypt, and he's like, "Yeah, how do you not know?" And I'm like, "I'm surprised by this all." Okay, I did not see. He got kicked out of France. I didn't see.
So when does he meet the Pharaoh?
Oh man,
dude, that's such a good bit. God, is Nate Bargatze like the best comedian?
he's pretty on top right now.
Yeah. He doesn't swear, man.
I know.
Can you believe it?
He doesn't even swear. Guy smoking a cigarette in the corner. And he doesn't even swear either.
Yeah.
He's such a master of the craft. He doesn't even need to cuss when he's up there.
The guy doesn't like him. Doesn't like him because he doesn't swear.
Yeah, the pussy doesn't fucking swear. Pussy boy.
That's so fucking cool.
Back in my day, comedians had to say fucking shit and
in order to
piss.
Get a laugh. Or say the opposite of something and then throw tits on it in order to get a cheap
laugh. Back in my day,
Mm-hmm. It's just me. It's just me in like 5 years.
back in my day.
Also, let me plug. I know I've been saying this. Come get, if you're in Minneapolis, get those tickets to the Sisyphus show. Mm-hmm. 26th and 27th.
April.
Of April.
Yeah, because we also, yeah.
I think I only have like 10 tickets sold.
Okay, well, I wouldn't tell people that.
So let's figure it out. Let's tap.
So, hey, no rush. Only 10 tickets sold, but whenever you can get around to it,
let's dial
maybe
in.
Buy some tickets for Tommy.
Buy some tickets for Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm part of
it's a charity.
I'm part of this nonprofit organization called Tickets for Tommy.
Tickets for Tommy does sound like a fundraiser that an elementary school would have for a kid in a wheelchair.
Yeah, and it's me to come to my little comedy show so I can do my little skits.
We're sending little Tommy to Beijing to see the concentration camps.
He's gonna get mechanical legs.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, you do. This is going to be good for you.
And then you have to go to Germany and see the you have to look at all the concentration camps.
And then Turkey, and then,
around the
California.
World.
You get to end in California. It's nice. Yeah. And then Disneyland.
Does it piss you guys off that there ain't a country next to Turkey called chicken?
Yeah.
Or at least stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
Stuffing.
Yeah. Anyways. Flightless bird, flightless country, too. I wouldn't fly there.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Hell no.
Hell no, brother.
Hell fucking no. Not with the air traffic controller shortage.
Wait, Ryan, what you saw the devil at night?
Late Night with the Devil, it's good.
Late Night. Is that the new, and that's the new talk show?
Yeah.
That's what they're replacing Taylor Tomlinson with?
Yeah. Is she getting replaced?
She's getting replaced by the devil.
is she really out? That's a bummer.
No, she's not.
Okay.
But I thought that's what you saw. You went to a live taping of the new late night talk show, Late Night.
Yeah, I flew into. Well, it's being filmed in Ohio.
Yeah. The real hell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The devil
is it
just
a scary
lives
movie did you saw?
In Ohio.
Yeah, it's a ooky spooky movie. It's like it's like in the 70s this talk show host has like a little girl on who's supposedly possessed by the devil.
Oh wow. Oh, it is late
and
night
it's show. Like yeah, it's like it's really cool because it's like an hour and a half, so like the runtime is just you're basically just watching the late night episode. So they go through like all the segments and stuff, and it's like on Halloween.
Sick.
It's actually I thought it was a really interesting movie. I think the ending I think will probably lose some people, but I thought it was fun and good. I liked it.
That sounds really good. I got a movie rec too. Anatomy of the Fall.
Okay. Mm.
It's a French, fucking Swedish. It's like French, Swedish, and then it's a little bit in English too. But it's a good movie.
I'll watch the parts in English.
But yeah, German. It's German and French. German and French.
Isn't it that was nominated for some Academy Awards, I think.
Dude, it's got big nominations. It's one of the best movies. It's probably my favorite movie of the year.
Big noms.
It's big noms, pretty high drama. But what's funny about it is,
You see the noms on that movie?
See
the fucking big noms on
big
that
Big Maddie
see the
noms.
On that one
oh
over there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right,
what's
up with this fucking movie, dude?
All right, so here's the thing. It's a movie based on a trial because this woman husband dies and he slips off the roof, but it's like, did she maybe kill him? You know? So it's a big trial, you know? And it's in French, it's French court. And it's I don't know if this is just because what they did in the movie or if this is like how things are done in France, but the whole movie was like they weren't really looking at like forensic evidence. They were like, is this woman a bitch? Like, did she like they basically were like, but she was on trial as like a like her character was on trial.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but in French court, typically to prove your innocence, you have to eat more baguettes and smoke more cigarettes than the prosecutor.
French court, literally, this movie's depicted. It's a great movie.
Says could not eat more baguettes than the prosecutor. Says good there.
But literally, she's on trial for murder, and like, what will prove her innocence?
This woman.
What's gonna prove her innocence?
Stones at the head. All right, sorry.
Well, now I'm just thinking, like, you know, like a dad will make like his kids smoke a pack of cigarettes if they just like, all right, your punishment
is to be French. put this stupid hat on. And
your dad catches you killing a guy, and he's like, "All right, you're gonna have to kill this whole, all these guys."
Yeah, I do think that's how
you're
French
gonna have to kill 22 guys in a row.
French law used to be like duels where you could like it was like divine judgment, basically like God, God will choose who is our good guy.
Yeah,
well,
it's just like a.
What
it's
I
like...
learned from this movie is that French court is vibes. Are your vibes good or are your vibes bad? And that proves
right.
if you're innocent. Yeah. Like, did you cheat on your husband? And yeah. if so, yes, then you probably killed him.
Prosecutor's like, so what is your favorite music? What kind of music do you like?
Yeah.
Do you
Drake?
Like Salvador Dali?
Do you
as
like
an
Drake?
What did you think of the last season of The Sopranos?
That was all a French court.
Yeah,
but that's my big wreck.
Do you think kangaroos are marsupials or mammals when you look at them? Not scientifically, but just how they look. Do you think they're more like a rat or more like a deer?
Dude, in the movie, okay, just one more thing. In the movie, I couldn't believe it. In the movie, she's like a writer. That's her job. Yeah. And in the courtroom, they take out a book, like the book that she wrote. And they're like, she wrote about murder in one of her books. Maybe she killed her husband. And I'm like, none of this would fly in America.
Mm-hmm.
None of this would fly in Law and Order in American court television.
Yeah,
but in France... They're just going like, are you kind of a cunt?
If you can dunk this basketball from the trampoline, you are not guilty.
Yeah.
If the ball go out before it go into the hoop, you are guilty, and we will kill you by farting. Death by farting.
Death by fart.
Yeah, he farted himself to death. He was sentenced, actually. He didn't want to, but they fed him a bunch of stuff that makes you fart, and he
the executioner.
Farted himself plain to death. Yeah.
You're in prison, tied. The executioner just runs up you on you and just rips. He's just ripping them and right in your face.
Mm-hmm. Whip the stickiest farting guy in the whole of South of France. And he is going to fart right into your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will see if you are guilty or not.
Yeah. It's just...
Oh, yes.
It's Grant after like six hot dogs. A prison hires him. And if a guy if a guy is like a serial killer, he's like tied to the electric chair. Yeah. And Grant just runs up on him and just rips like...
Yeah, it's like in Inglourious Bastards with the bear Jew, but... Grant's walking down a tunnel and you just hear.
Yeah.
It's getting louder, you know? No! No, please! Please! Anything but this!
Yeah.
No!
And he's like farting a little bit in the hallway, like walking. It's just his steps. It's just like.
Dragging a baguette, like the baseball bat.
Yeah. Dragging like a hot dog links on just the ground.
Mm-hmm. Damn, dude, the French are fucking so irritating.
Yeah, they are irritating. They're so dramatic, dude.
For sure.
God, could you imagine like getting broken up with by a French person?
Oh,
you'd be like, shut up, dude. Shut up.
That's not working out for
it's,
me.
And we both know. Don't pretend like you don't know. It's not right.
They're like they're absentmindedly pulling a piece of cheese out of their pocket and unwrapping it, you know.
there's no way to be like high status with French people. It's like they just believe they're better than you, I think. So it's
dude, French people in New York ask for directions in French. That's like an insane thing to do. And I'm gonna go to France and do the exact same fucking thing.
It's insane to even ask for directions.
Yeah.
But
just get on your phone.
Yeah, it's like, who did what? Because I get like English is one of those where it's like, I mean, that is still like shitty, I guess, to do, to like to go to other countries, you know, and like just expect them to be able to speak English. But it is way more common than something like French. Like it's like French, it's like You're not in Canada, brother. You're not on that part of Canada right now. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the only other place other than where you're from where they would speak French. Maybe parts of Vietnam. I don't even think that's the case anymore.
No, maybe some places in Africa.
Yeah.
places where they shouldn't be speaking French.
Yeah. I think I got to learn a little bit of French.
Yeah, going to Africa and going, hey, stop speaking French.
Right. Hey. It's an abomination. I'm a progressive. That is fucked up. I'm a progressive Southerner.
But I hear in France they don't like it when you speak English. So I'm thinking about I should brush up on some phrases.
I don't
Who
know.
Gives a fuck
I don't.
What
I don't
like.
Think they like it when you speak French either. So
they're just not gonna like my vibes.
If you can't really speak French, they don't fuck with you like that either. Like they don't like.
They don't want you to
when
try.
You just make like a little effort. It's like yeah.
Yeah, it's like the French like Big Sean. It's like we don't. How do you do the French accent, Tom?
Don't fuck with you.
Don't fuck with you.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Listening to you do a French accent makes me realize just how horrible mine is.
Well, you're just like red over.
And my French impression is just an impression of yours. So. Because yours is easier to do than Tommy's.
You know what, dude, Tommy, you know what? How Tommy came up with this French impression, though? I bet I know. You tell me if I'm wrong, Tommy. You listen to the Frank Ocean album, where one track is just some French guy that's like, yes, we have a dating, and then...
No, I don't remember. Is that Blonde?
She said, why are we not, why don't we friends on Facebook? And I'm like, we are friends in here. What do I mean, friends on Facebook? What is this Facebook... Damn, that's what your accent sounds exactly like the guy.
Dude, it sounds like
I might have to revisit the album and then brush
it's a great
up on,
album. Great
brush
album.
Up on my accent.
Yeah, you gotta just go through a breakup first, though.
I'm listening to Blonde to get better at my French accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just don't study the language, just get better at the accent.
That would be fucking funny. Yeah, you don't speak French when you ask for directions, but you are asking for directions in a French accent in English.
Well, dude, I notice I do that because now all the cooks that are in the restaurant, they none of them really speak English. So I've been having to like brush up on my Spanish a little bit. But I notice I'm speaking some Spanish, you know, and then when I'm speaking English, I'm speaking English in like an accent.
Yeah, you
or you'll like phrase it,
that.
Which
Stop
doesn't make
that.
I'm like, no. Greens, so, well, I know greens, but I'm like, no, verde. But I'm like, why am I speaking broken English?
That's because that's like a real language. You're speaking the language. Like, it's not it's not weird. Your brain is just in that.
It's an
that
empathy
format.
Thing where you're you're like, no, I vibe with you guys, and so we're going to talk the same. But it is cringy.
No, it is cringy. It is an empathy thing, and it's just like going slower to like communicate what you want on the ticket. But
they don't think it's cringy. I would doubt that it bothers them.
Yeah, it's just like to speak like, I don't know, to speak like broken English, like. Dude, is like very silly to me.
I think like a lot of it is it's not broken English necessarily because you are like trying to like speak Spanish as well. It's like phrasing because different languages have different like subject verb order and stuff. Yeah. So if you're already thinking in like the Spanish conjugation, but then you're saying English words, which is what they do. Yeah.
Yeah, then
like,
I just plug it in.
And that's how they speak English, so it's like a like combination, you know?
Yeah, it kind of does, it a little bit makes sense.
Sorry to get linguistic professor on you, but...
Hey, you're college educated.
Mm-hmm.
You're the smart guy.
Am I the only
podcast.
One?
No, Ryan, don't you have a degree?
You dropped out,
no,
right?
No, dude, my ass dropped out, brother.
We both dropped out. Do you
Wait,
have an
Tommy,
associates?
I thought, yeah.
No. Hey, we are getting to the end of, I believe, the first half of the podcast here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, thank you guys for listening to the free part. We're going to have the second part on our Patreon. Over there. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just going to say thank you to all the people who have subscribed to the Patreon, the patrons, as it were.
One of you will be winning a lot of money very shortly.
It's definitely possible.
There is a chance that one of our Patreon people will be winning $1 million.
It's your entry, your paying into the Patreon enters you in a sweepstakes.
I'm buying lottery tickets on behalf of all Patreon members.
Scratchers.
I'm buying scratchers, and if I win, then I send it over to your house.
We don't even touch it. We don't even take the taxes.
I don't even touch it.
Oh,
I don't want it. I don't need it. I have all this Patreon money.
Yes, exactly. You know, so this is us giving back to the community.
Yeah.
And we also have limited spots available on our Patreon. So
it's like Bitcoin.
If you're thinking of waiting, just know somebody may take your spot. Okay. Yeah. So you might as well just pay now. Get in there so that someone doesn't take your Patreon spot. So you're not consistently missing the second half episodes. And remember, there will be a $10 tier where you can censor us. you can tell us, don't ever want to hear that again. That's coming soon.
We're going to call that tier Big Government, the Big Government tier.
Yeah, the liberal agenda tier.
Yeah, we'll turn this podcast more like a video game where there's just like options. You can like pick which path you want us to go.
Yeah, this is a choose your own adventure podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where you're like, I don't like it when they talk about this, so they can talk about these things, you know. And we're kind of just like video game characters in your life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's quit monkeying around and get on over to the Patreon. Patreon.com/WeCoolPodcast. Sign up. Limited. It's not like Tommy's show. There are limited spots left. Tommy, when's your show? April 26th, 27th?
26th and 27th. Quit fucking around, you guys.
And don't worry, guys. There are an infinite number of tickets still available. Only 10 have been purchased both nights.
Yes.
So if you need to wait on that. But get in the Patreon right away because that does not
That's
have
filling up.
Unlimited, yeah.
And also, I'm working on video games being on the Patreon.
Tommy's almost reinvented Pong.
Message board, solitaire, you know, there's going to be a lot of interactive social media components.
Can we get a little snake on there? A little Nokia brick snake?
We can do
I'll put, I'll put a snake
program
on there.
All right, see you over on the Patreon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, free people.